Thank you and welcome to everyone to the Mesa City Council meeting for November the 7th. We'd like to excuse Councilmember Glover from this meeting. We will start the beginning with an invocation led by Reverend Richard L. Schleyer with the St. Peter Lutheran Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Weeblo Scout Julian Garza from PAC 358. So please join in standing for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Just remind all of you that just like I have been called to serve, I admire and appreciate what you do because you have been called to serve. And so we come tonight, and Lord, we ask you to be in this place, to touch the hearts and minds of all who are here. We seek wisdom so that in all that we do, we might glorify you and we might touch and serve the lives of others. Give us wisdom. For you tell us in your word that if we want wisdom, all we have to do is ask. And so we surrender ourselves to you. We ask you to bless our nation as we go through the process of making decisions about whom we would like to have lead us into the future. We ask you for your blessing on this night and every night for the city of Mesa and for our wonderful country. Amen.
Amen.
Will you all join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance under the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. We appreciate your prayer. I think we all do. Thank you very much. We join in praying at this time of year. And also, thank you, Julian. Great job on the pledge. The first item on our agenda for today's meeting is, number one, a proclamation that I'd like to share with you. As you may have noticed as you walked in or turned on your television sets, that the City Council is dressed in Chicago Cubs garb today, and that's no accident. I'm pleased to be able to announce that I issued a proclamation earlier today. If you don't mind, I'll just tell you a couple of things that are in this. It says, whereas the Chicago Cubs have held spring training in Mesa for more than 50 years. I think that's great for us to remind ourselves that this is a long-term relationship. That the Chicago Cubs World Series Championship is a story, not just in Mesa, Arizona, or in Chicago. It's a worldwide story. It's a very neat story, and we're glad to be a part of that and to have been a partner with that organization for over 50 years. And the neat part of the story is that the Chicago Cubs ended their 108-year World Series championship drought this last week. So congratulations to the Chicago Cubs. We couldn't be more thrilled to be a partner with the Cubs, and we want everyone to know how proud we are of our association with them. So. I'm proud to have issued this proclamation and to kind of publicize this. We all have some Cubs gear. We're going to come down and take a photograph so that we can commemorate this wonderful occasion. And then we'll move on to some other awards and presentations. Now, this is particularly significant for some members of our city council that have lifelong affiliations with other teams. So this is not without some sacrifice.
Relax. We're okay.
All right. That's right. Okay, one of those stuck, I'm sure. Thank you very much. Well, that was a lot of fun. And I should note that as part of today's celebration, we're encouraging not just the city council, but everyone in Mesa to wear Cubs gear for the next day or two. And if you want to post pictures of you wearing Cubs gear just to celebrate this big event, and then post a hashtag Cubs Day Mesa, there is an actual competition that we are sponsoring to give away Cubs tickets to the best photograph that helps us to celebrate this great occasion. So we'd love to play host to some Cubs fans in March when the team returns. And to be eligible for that, just please post a photo on any of the social media platforms and use the hashtag Cubs Day Mesa.
Randy, you going to post that one? I want to win.
You're going to need Cubs tickets next March, too, actually.
So. Exactly. Exactly.
That's right. So
exactly.
You might want to hedge your bet a little bit and you know, take a few more pictures.
Me and Dennis.
That's right. Well, thanks again. This is a big event, and we couldn't be more thrilled. The next item on our agenda is additional awards, and I'd like to invite Pastor Linda Mosier to come forward. Linda fills a very critical position in our community as the chairman of For Our City Mesa, and this is an organization that I am very proud of. It helps to fill the gap and strengthen the relationships between our faith community, which is one of the real resources that we have in Mesa, and the nonprofits in our community. So, Linda, you do a great job in coordinating those efforts, and we're anxious to hear about some of the great organizations that you work with.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here tonight and to recognize two faith organizations in our community. Central Christian Church has consistently demonstrated a faithful heart for Mesa and our community. They are often involved in many different fundraisers and different nonprofit organizations, such as 12 Books, such as Read on Mesa. And this past summer, they had an outreach where they raised 1 million meals for Feed My Starving Children, which is a local nonprofit here in Mesa. So we would like to recognize them for their service here in Mesa. So, and representing tonight is Brian Mosier.
Linda.
Make an investment in loving kindness, otherwise known as MILK, has demonstrated significant volunteer efforts in our neighborhoods. They've worked very closely with our neighborhood outreach with the City of Mesa and the City of Mesa's Love Your Block program. MILK regularly assists elderly, disabled, and veteran homeowners in Mesa with yard work, with basic carpentry, and they are absolutely just a delight to work with. So we would love to have them come up and be recognized for their service.
Then, if you don't mind, Mr. Loon and I will come down and help with the presentations as well. Well, thanks again to For Our City and to Central Christian and MILK for the great work that you're doing in our community. We really, you're very much appreciated. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is the consent agenda, and I'd invite Mr. Kevin Christopher forward to read the consent agenda.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Items 3A through 3D, act on liquor license applications for All Saints Roman Catholic Church Knights of Columbus, one-day fraternal events, Saturday, December 3rd, Saturday, January 7th, Saturday, February 4th, and Saturday, March 4th, 1534 North Brecker Road. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Rodizio Grill, 1840 South Val Vista Drive. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Piology Pizzeria, 1766 South Greenfield Road. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for Barrio Brewing Company Restaurant, 5803 South Sossaman Road. Item 4A, act on one-year renewal of excess workers' compensation insurance and workers' compensation self-insurance surety bond. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase maintenance equipment, work carts for the Fiesta Sports Complex and Desert Trails Park as requested by the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase one additional light-duty cab and chassis vehicle with a utility bed for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4D, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for boiler maintenance and repair for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department as requested by Facilities Maintenance. Item 4E, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for custodial services for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department as requested by Facilities Maintenance. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase 7 additional light-duty pickup trucks, 2 for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department, 1 for the Transportation Department, and 4 for the Water Resources Department. Purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund, Local Streets Sales Tax Fund, Capital General Fund, and Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. Item 4G, act on 1-year term contract for Randox Drug Screening and Testing Supplies for the Police Department. Item 4A, check on 3-year term contract for tire recapping services for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4I, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for aftermarket parts for automotive and light-duty trucks for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4J, act on contract to purchase upgrade equipment for server hardware cycle replacement for the Intelligent Transportation Systems Network as requested by the Transportation Department. Item 4K, act on contract to purchase 1 additional pre-owned medium-duty truck with 60-foot telescopic and articulating aerial device and service body for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4L, act on contract to purchase 1 additional light-duty extended cab and chassis vehicle with a utility bed for the Water Resources Department. Item 4M, act on contract to purchase ruggedized Ethernet switches and related equipment for supervisory control and data acquisition at the Northwest Water Reclamation and the new Signal Butte Water Treatment Plant as requested by the Water Resources Department. Item 4N, act on contract to purchase 1 additional air compressor system for self-contained breathing apparatus air cylinders for the new Fire Station 203 as requested by the Fire and Medical Department. This purchase is funded by the 2013 authorized public safety bonds. Item 4O, act on contract for East Mesa Service Center Fleet Bay Cooler replacement and relocation. Item 4P, act on contract for Household Hazardous Waste Collection Facility Construction Manager at Risk. This project will be funded by the environmental compliance fee. Item 4Q, act on contract for fiber network expansion, segment 1, guaranteed maximum price number 1, communication building to police firing range. The project's funded by 2013 authorized public safety bonds. Item 4R, act on contract authorizing the mayor to sign amendment to the employment contract with the city clerk. Item 4S, act on contract authorizing the mayor to sign amendment to the employment contract with the city auditor. Item 4T, act on contract authorizing the mayor to sign an amendment to the employment contract with the city attorney. Item 4U, act on contract authorizing the mayor to sign an amendment to the employment contract with the city manager. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement with Dexcom Incorporated, a medical device manufacturing company for the property located at 232 South Dobson Road. Item 5B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to accept funds made available through grant agreements with the National Endowment for the Arts with an equal city match to support the Mesa Downtown Lab Project, specifically the Main Street Prototyping Festival and Community Artist Residencies for fiscal years 2016-2017 and 2017-2018. Item 5C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to accept funds made available through grant agreements with Mid-America Arts Alliance in support of the Mesa Arts Center's Creative Aging Program. Item 5D, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to accept funds made available through a grant agreement with the Arizona Commission on the Arts for the Mesa Arts Center programming, including outreach education for fiscal year 2016-2017. Item 5E, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement for city share reimbursement with Spring 9 Development Incorporated for reimbursement for streets and arterial street lighting improvements that are being required by Mesa in conjunction with a proposed residential development known as Sunland Springs Village Unit 9, located at 11,403 East Guadalupe Road. Item 5F, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into task force agreements with the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Forces during federal fiscal year October 1st, 2016 to September 30th, 2017 for overtime for Mesa Police Department personnel. Item 5G, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a cost reimbursement agreement in conjunction with a previous memorandum of understanding with the Federal Bureau of Investigation for the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Item 5H, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an award agreement with the State of Arizona Office of the Attorney General to accept grant funds from the fiscal year 2017 Victims' Rights Program, which will be used for salaries and employee benefits of 2 victim notification clerks at the Police Department's Mesa Family Advocacy Center. Item 5I, act on a resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a sub-recipient agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security to accept grant funds, which will be used for a replacement vehicle, equipment, and training to support and sustain the police department's rapid response task force. Item 5J, act on a resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a sub-recipient agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security to accept grant funds, which will be used for two vehicles, reoccurring fees, equipment, and training to support and sustain the police department's terrorism liaison program. Item 5K, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a highway safety contract with the Governor's Office of Highway Safety to accept grant funds, which will be used for overtime and employee-related expenses for the police department's traffic section for selective enforcement throughout the city of Mesa. Item 5L, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a highway safety contract with the Governor's Office of Highway Safety to accept grant funds, which will be used for overtime, employee-related expenses, and supplies for the police department's traffic section to support an enhanced DUI and impaired driving enforcement throughout the city of Mesa. Item 5M, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a highway safety contract with the Governor's Office of Highway Safety to accept grant funds, which will be used for overtime and employee-related expenses for the police department's traffic section to support an enhanced DUI and impaired driving enforcement throughout the city of Mesa. Item 5N, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a sub-grantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security for grant funds for equipment for the Fire and Medical Department's Emergency Operations Center. Item 5O, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a sub-grantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security for grant funds for equipment for the Fire and Medical Department's Metropolitan Medical Response System Program. Item 5P, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a funding agreement with Valley Metro Rail Incorporated for the current light rail operations in the city of Mesa. Item 5Q, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a transit services amendment to the intergovernmental agreement with the Regional Public Transportation Authority for fixed bus, dial-a-ride, and ride choice, and ADA Platinum Pass transit services. Item 5R, act on resolution to extinguish a portion of a one-foot vehicular non-access easement at 8925 East Rosedale Circle, Lot 15, of Estates at Lascendas. The property owner is making this request. Item 5S, act on resolution affirming the city's deferred compensation plans and authorizing the plan committees and sponsor representatives to amend, restate, and adopt plan documents and bylaws. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-035, the 500 block of South Pasadena between 521 and 551 South Pasadena, excluding 525, 531, and 537, but including the property behind the east side of those addresses. This is located south of Broadway Road and west of Mesa Drive. This is for a rezone and site plan review to allow development of attached single residences within a multi-residential district. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-045, the 3400 to 3500 block of East Thomas Road, located west of Val Vista Drive on the south side of Thomas Road. A rezone amending Parcel E of the Lehigh Crossing Development Master Plan and site plan review to allow multiple residence development rather than unspecified limited commercial land uses. Item 6C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-046, the 1800 block of West Main Street, the 100 block of North Dobson Road, and 100 block of North Sycamore, located east of Dobson Road, north of Main Street, and west of Sycamore. Approval of rezoning and adoption of a smart growth community plan, including a preliminary development plan to allow development of a transit-oriented neighborhood. Item 7A, act on ordinance amending Section 10-4-6 of the Mesa City Code to decrease speed limits from 30 miles per hour to 25 miles per hour on a portion of Main Street from Country Club Drive to Centennial Way, Sorine, as recommended by the Transportation Advisory Board. Item 7B, act on ordinance amending Title VII, Chapter 5, Sections 1, 2, and 3 of the Mesa City Code to allow the Mesa Fire and Medical Department to recover costs for the full spectrum of medical services under the Community Medicine Program. Item 7C, act on ordinance regarding Z16-043, the 4500 block of East Southern Avenue and the 4500 block of East Flowers Circle, west of the termination of the cul-de-sac. This is located east of Greenfield Road on the north side of Southern Avenue. This is for a rezone and site plan modification to allow expansion of a mini storage facility and reconfiguration of existing RV and boat storage. And item 7D, act on ordinance regarding Z16-040, the 600 block of South Signal Butte, located south of Broadway Road, on the west side of Signal Butte Road, a rezone and site plan review to allow for development of a single residential subdivision. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. That was a mouthful.
He always does such a great job.
He does a great job. Yeah. That's true. I'm going to pencil you into this proclamation, Kevin. We need to celebrate the good job you do as well. Thank you. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak on anything on the consent agenda?
No request, Mayor.
Okay, thank you very much. There's been a motion made by Vice Mayor Kavanaugh, seconded by Councilmember Luna. Please cast your vote. Thank you. The vote is unanimous in favor of adopting the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda is item 8A. That is to conduct a public hearing on the continuation of the Mesa Town Center Improvement District number 228. So I hereby declare the public hearing open. Ms. Mickelson, has anyone requested to speak on this item?
No request, Mayor.
Thank you. Council members, anything you want to discuss relative to this public hearing? Hearing none, I hereby declare the public hearing closed. The next item on our agenda is item 8B, and that would be to consider a resolution approving the continuation of the Mesa Town Center Improvement District number 228 for an additional 5 years. Is there a motion? I see the Vice Mayor has made that motion, seconded by Councilmember Luna. Please cast your vote. The vote is unanimous with Councilmember Glover excused and absent. The next item on our agenda is item 9. That would be items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, I see one card. Is that the only card you've received?
That's the only one.
Thank you. We do have one card from someone who'd like to address us, Mr. Wayne Valla. I invite you to come forward, Wayne. Well, you're our cleanup hitter tonight, Wayne.
Hey, I can't handle this.
We're
pressure.
Taking that baseball analogy.
Okay, so I got 3 minutes, huh?
Yes, sir. Thank you. If you could just tell us your name and your address, and then we'll look forward to hearing from you.
I am Wayne Valla. I live at 1506 East Fairfield Street.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm here to talk about what the city is doing along the bike path from Center to Mesa Drive. And I've lived in Mesa most of my life, and I've contacted the city on various issues, and for the most part, I've been very satisfied with the response. For over 30 years, I have used the canals six days a week to run, bike, or walk, so I know the canals pretty well. A month ago, the city closed the bike path between Center and Mesa Drive, I thought for routine maintenance, since there was nothing wrong with the path. Mesa residents could walk their dogs, and runners could run on the dirt areas beside the path. 2 weeks ago, to my dismay, the city began dumping gravel on both sides of the bike path, preventing the usage to pet owners and runners. It seemed to me to be a very questionable misuse of taxpayer money. The first 100 feet of gravel is sloping downward into the canal, and eventually gravity will carry the gravel that you're paying for into the SRP canal. I attempted to contact the city and complain about this project. First, I called Jim H. in charge of the bike path. He did not return my call. Second, I called the District 1 council person, and he did not return my call. Third, I wrote a letter to the mayor objecting to this gravel dumping project on the SRP canal. I wanted to know why the gravel was being dumped and how much the city was spending. The mayor's office called me and told me the work was being done by SRP, which was incorrect or not accurate because daily I saw City of Mesa vehicles and City of Mesa workers doing the work. I made several calls to SRP, and twice I spoke by phone with an SRP administrator at their headquarters. He was dismayed also by the city dumping gravel along the canal. He said it was approved by the East Valley SRP office, and he thought that SRP needed to reexamine their policies regarding this matter. Another call from the mayor's office told me the project cost $33,000. I think most Mesa residents would be outraged by this expense for something that did not really need to be done. The reason for the project, according to workers shoveling the gravel at the site, these are city workers, was to beautify the SRP canal for the Oakland A's. The irony with this is right across Center Street is an old part of the bike path that is deteriorating badly and really could have used the money to make repairs on that part of the bike path. In life, I've always tried to do the right thing, and I've asked the mayor's office to do the right thing and come up with a compromise solution to this. Dear City Council, this is a very questionable expenditure, and you have a responsibility to use taxpayer money wisely and prudently. To say the least, this has been a very frustrating and negative experience. On your website, you say you want to encourage citizen involvement and participation. Well, that's not the feeling I got. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Valla. Mr. Valla, can you help me with the pronunciation of your name?
It's Valla.
Valla, okay, thank you. Unfortunately, because this isn't on the agenda, we can't respond, but I assure you that that we will be following up with you. Thank you very much.
Mr. Valla,
we'll have staff just connect with you so we have the opportunity to connect with you to discuss this further, okay? Thank you. The next item on our agenda is to adjourn, so I would entertain that motion. Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Is there a second? Thank you, Mr. Luna. All in favor, please say aye. Aye. Thank you. We are adjourned.